We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It is Sunday, February 19th, and you may or may not know this, but February 19th is little sister Leanne's birthday. So, Leanne, let's start with that. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we have Monica on the line, too. But what's going on in the birthday household this morning? Was there like a big celebration for you when you woke up, like husband and children bringing you breakfast in bed, that sort of thing?
No, Liz, you know, that's what happens when they reach the teen years. First of all, one is in Machu Picchu, so not available. More on that. Colin went to Peru yesterday for his class trip, and Brooks was spending the night at a friend's house. And by the time I woke up, it was so late at 7 a.m., Barrick was already painting the house.
Oh. So. Just an average day around your house, sounds like.
Yes.
No waffles, no espresso served in bed.
I have to say there was a pot of coffee brewed, which to me is the equivalent of all those things. Like the one day a week that I don't have to make coffee, that is a gift from the gods. So, but here's the deal. So Brooks is at a friend's house, and I am like mom in the sense I hate slumber parties. Okay. I hate the spend the night thing. I always have. They do, in fact, come home tired and cranky. Like our mother always said, we came home tired and cranky.
Right.
So normally, especially during soccer season when they have so many games and they're still in the playoffs. So I said we put no sleepover policy. But last night, like seven of his friends were here and they were going to go to so-and-so's house and spend the night for another kid's birthday. And please, could he do it, please? I succumbed. You know, it was like 10:30. I succumbed. So this morning he calls. And he's just checking in. He said, can I go play golf today? Do I have anything I need to do? Can I go play golf today? That's what teenage boys do. They go play golf.
I didn't know they did that.
Yes. Can't object to that. There's a course they found. It's a dollar for them to play. So that's hard to beat.
That's good. Yeah. There's nothing else you can do for a dollar.
No. Nine holes of golf for a dollar. I can't object to that. So we have a long golf discussion. Have you done your science fair project? Is your homework done? Have you started your college applications for next year yet? That kind of conversation. And then he has said, oh, and by the way, my eyes are a little swollen. And that's when it dawns on me that he stayed the night at a friend's house who has a cat.
Oh, and speaking of animals, we can hear your dog in the background.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's your very nice German Shepherd. We didn't even put the Westminster Dog Show on our list of things to talk about, but we should get to that later on. That egregious dog that won the dog show. But
over Captain Crunch.
Yes. Okay, carry on with your cat story, though.
So he says, you know, my eye is a little swollen. I was like, well, why don't you come home before you go to play golf? Because the only other really serious anaphylactic reaction he's ever had is to fresh cut grass. So I'm thinking, I don't know much about medicine, but maybe he shouldn't go directly to a golf course. You guys, he comes home.
Maybe he's up the grass at the dollar golf course.
It's true, Monica.
They can't afford to really cut the grass at that price.
Just dirt.
So he comes home. It's not just one eye. It's both eyes. It's his whole face, his neck, and his arms. I looked at him. I was like, did you actually sleep on the cat? Because that's what it looked like.
Oh, poor Brooks.
Poor guy. And I said to him, you know, Brooks, that's what's known as burying the lead. Like, when you call your mother and you ask her to go play golf, and in the meantime, you're having, like, a giant allergic reaction. Not exactly fair. So I had to run out to the store this morning to buy some Benadryl because all we had was like children's Benadryl from 2007. And I almost gave it to him.
Didn't you just give him triple the dose? Isn't that medically sound, Monica?
Oh, Liz. I'm sure it expired a long time ago. I mean, it's 5 years old.
It did. Yeah. No, it was, I checked. It was, yeah. So that's what was happening. I had to deal with some allergic reactions. You know, that's it.
Oh.
Just don't make friends with people who have cats. That's the lesson.
That's the new law in your house.
So anyway.
Hey, I know we weren't going to talk about the dog show. We didn't put that on our list, but could we just comment a little bit on the dog show? That thing that won, by my standards, not a dog. That looked like a caterpillar. I'm sorry. That looked like an insect. I don't understand why that qualifies as a dog. That's just I try to be very open-minded to all kinds of breeds, but really, come on.
I have to say, I thought it was pretty cute, that Pekingese. I am not a big Pekingese fan, but I can see how it was a crowd favorite, to be perfectly honest.
I don't know.
I can see.
Monica, did you watch any of it?
I didn't watch any of it. I saw the pictures. I thought it was a cute little mop dog. Yeah. I mean, I like small dogs, so it was fine.
I don't
know. You know, here's my thing, though. I can't – how can you tell that that dog is the best in show? You can't even see the dog through the hair. That was my objection.
Okay, Leah. That's why you're not judging.
Well, I just think the whole best in show designation is bogus, because if you have, like, the world's greatest German Shepherd and Irish Setter and Pekingese and they're all standing next to each other, I don't understand how one person gets to decide that one of them – it's like apples and oranges and kumquats and bananas. I don't get it. I just don't. I just think, well, can't we just have best of breed and then we have a nice big fun group of dogs and leave it at that? And
how much did you love the fact that Martha Stewart's dog won best in breed? That was awesome.
Because I watched both nights. So the first night, if you watch that, they had the backstage moment with Martha fluffing up her chow chow or whatever. It was just like crazy.
She does it all. She freaking does it all. I mean, honestly.
She breeds dogs.
She goes to prison. She breeds dogs. She runs a fantastic company. She does it all.
She makes pate brisé or whatever.
Okay, so, Leon, you mentioned that your son, Colin, your younger son, left yesterday for Peru. That's amazing to be 13 years old and going off to Peru. It must be pretty exciting.
It was so exciting. And, you know, I'm proud of him because he did raise a third of the money. It was a lot of money, and he had to work hard. And so that was part of the life lesson. And, again, Peru, Machu Picchu, that's just kind of a magical place. They're going to Machu Picchu, and they're going to the Amazon.
Wow.
Where they get to see like wild monkeys. It's going to be awesome. And a couple weeks ago we had a discussion about the medicine and the malaria pills. And Julie told me her husband went crazy when he took malaria pills. And so then I freaked out. And then when we had the meeting, one of the parents, of course, God forbid we not have an infectious disease specialist and the parents of the, you know,
of course you do.
She was not helpful because she was bringing into question at what altitude the children were going to be at, and above 2,000 meters, this is what they needed, and below 2,000 meters, they didn't need it.
Oh, for God's sakes.
My point was that we're Americans, and we don't understand meters, so...
You just want coverage all the way around, Leah.
I don't know. 2,000 meters, is that like a 10-story office building, or is that Kilimanjaro? I have no freaking idea. So you're not helpful, because I don't understand the metric system.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leon.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your Butcher Box account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your Butcher Box on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free-for-year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
And you don't have time to learn it before your son leaves for Machu Picchu.
I had a chance in fourth grade, and then...
You opted out.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's funny that the malaria pill thing, it just came up in my life, too. I realized next month, in March, I am going to India on a business trip. It's the first time I've ever been to India, which I'm kind of excited about. But when I ran the check the other day on, like, shots and pills and things I need before I go to Mumbai, malaria pills right at the top of the list. So I did want to follow up on that with you to see if you've learned anything in this whole process about which of the malaria pills are most highly recommended. Because I've taken malaria pills in the past and never had a problem.
So I asked around. I asked other people. It's like, are you going to give them to them? I asked our sister-in-law, Mary, who took kids on the Amazon. Occasionally, like one person out of a zillion has a bad reaction, like Trem did, the Julie Clamp's hallucinations and personality change. I felt satisfied that, like, when 95% of the other parents on the trip were giving their kids malaria pills, I felt satisfied knowing that.
Oh, so you're in that category of, like, well, if all your friends were jumping off a building, would you jump off a building?
Yes,
too?
That's the category I'm in, Liz. At 2,000 meters. Only if the building is 2,000 meters tall.
Okay, so I have to figure out, well, okay, here's another question for you, Monica. So going to India, the State Department or the CDC or somebody just issued a warning about typhus in India. And I've gotten the shot for typhoid before, but are those different things? Or are those the same thing? Sorry to put you on the spot. I know infectious diseases is not your specialty. But,
Liz, typhus and typhoid are two different things.
Oh, darn.
And not to be confused with typhoon. Two different things.
Okay.
I think you should consult Dr. Google. I know that they're two different things,
okay,
but I don't know that much about them.
Well, the last time I got a whole round of these shots when I was going to Africa, it was like 4 or 5 years ago. It was with one of those travel doctor specialists here in Santa Monica. And I can't remember her name, but I remember what building she's in. So I'm thinking that this afternoon I might just drive over there.
Yeah, walk-ins welcome.
Stand in the lobby and at least see if I can recognize the name. Because I figure they'll also have the record on what I got last time around. Because some of these things last for 10 years or more.
10 years, yeah. Typhoid shot lasts for 10 years. The yellow fever shot lasts for 10 years.
Okay.
I can tell you those two.
The hepatitis, all of that. So I had it all relatively recently. So I gotta check in on that. Then the other thing I have to figure out, you know, all of these business trips I take to exotic places, I don't really have much time to stick around. You got to get in, get your work done, and then go on to something else at work. And so, but I am going to have a whole 24 hours in Mumbai, which used to be called Bombay, by the way, in case that part confuses you. I have 24 hours in Mumbai to just enjoy myself before any of the work or anything starts. So if anyone's been to Mumbai, please don't tell me to go to the Taj Mahal. That's nowhere near where I'm going to be. And I do not have time to go there. I'm just going to be in this one city for the day, and I'm not going to use the day to fly to another part of the country and come back. Okay, so if you've been to Mumbai and you have suggestions, please just you can send them to us, sisters@satellitesisters is our email, or better yet, if you're not already part of our Facebook group, you should join that. The Satellite Sisters. We hit a major milestone this week. We have 2,000 members. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. We have a new target, people, Facebookers. But anyway, so just post any advice you have for me on the Satellite Sisters Facebook group about what you would do if you had 24 hours in Mumbai. So, okay.
I'm guessing mom and dad told you to go to the Taj Mahal.
Yes, they did. Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I had lunch with mom and dad yesterday, and they were like, hey, because, you know, dad went to the Taj Mahal once and, like, has been talking about it ever since. He's like, well, you can't go all the way to India and not go to the Taj Mahal. I'm like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'm sorry. I do not have time to go to the Taj Mahal. I'm just going to have to come back some other time. So, yes, you could tell just from the way I said that.
Yes.
Liz, it's so funny that you're talking about travel because I read something this week, an article, and I thought of you. It was, I thought it was very funny. I know it was supposed to be serious advice. It was sort of about how to game the whole carry-on luggage system.
Oh,
because,
wow.
You know, it's just, it costs so much to check bags now. It's either $25 or $50, maybe if you have two bags. So, you know, I mean, you've been flying a lot, and I've flown a little bit the past couple of months. It's just, everyone wants to bring everything on the plane with them.
Correct.
Yeah. Just like stuff as much as they can into the overhead bin and their personal space. And it's just, it's a madhouse out there. I mean, it's really, really gotten out of control. So this article had tips for how you can reduce sort of the size of your carry-on luggage so you can get more on the plane with you.
Oh.
And I think two of these might be useful for you, Liz. Now, the first one is to use vacuum-sealed bags.
Okay, what are the chances I'm going to do that?
No, you've seen those systems, you
yes.
know, where you put them in these your clothes in these vacuum-sealed bags, then you suck all of the air out of it, and then it shrinks down to like a third of the size, and then you can get three times as much stuff in your carry-on bag. So that could work for you, but I'm wondering, when you get to your destination and
right.
reconstitute...
Yes, how do you get home? Then you
as it were in like the humid hot air of India. Like if there's not a vacuum in your hotel room, how are you gonna get that thing shrunk down to size again?
You're totally right. Once you've broken the seal on the vacuum pack, then it expands. It's okay, you're right.
Yeah, it expands. And what are you gonna do? Bring a vacuum with you? No,
that's a whole other bag. You'd have to check that.
Exactly. So I don't think that's gonna work for you, but I do have a solution, and this thing is really, really revolutionary. It's a trench coat, okay?
Oh, my God. This is like with secret pockets inside, that kind of thing?
It's more than just secret pockets, Liz. It's a trench coat. It's made by this company called Scott Vest. And it's called the carry-on coat, if you want to search for it.
Okay, that's a hilarious concept right there.
The carry-on coat. So what it has is 33 hidden pockets inside of this trench coat. And it said you can store everything from toiletries to your clothes to an iPad. Okay.
So okay, I'm Googling it right now.
So you can just imagine here you have a giant, giant coat. Okay. And now you are stuffing the 33 pockets with everything you own. Can you just imagine? And now you're waddling on the plane. What do you do?
Well, first, how getting through the TSA checkpoint,
this is the beauty of the trench coat, of the carry-on coat. It is, you just put everything through the TSA, through the X-ray machine.
Oh.
You just take off your coat, which is now your luggage.
So assuming you have no liquids and gels in the carry-on coat.
Right. And then you put everything through x-ray, and then you, in fact, just put your luggage back on you. You are wearing your luggage. When I went to the website, it is unbelievable. First of all, it's waterproof and breathable. This is what they said the coat can hold.
Oh, Monica, I am looking at the list now. Please read it out loud because it's hilarious.
Four shirts, two pairs of slacks, socks, a pair of shoes, your underwear, toiletries, and an iPad.
Oh, my God. Out of curiosity, Leanne, as long as you have it, what does such a thing cost?
It costs $225.
Okay. All right. Wow.
It is it's amazing. It's an amazing concept. You just take everything that was in your luggage and stuff it in your pockets, and you wear it to India, Liz.
You know, I've seen a lot of weird things at various TSA checkpoints, but that takes the cake. It's only a matter of time before they ban that, don't you think?
I think Julie's husband has one. I think he must have several. For each of his identities, he has a carry-on coat.
Wearable luggage.
Oh,
that
is so high concept. My mind almost cannot grasp the genius of that. Okay, I like it. I'm going to see if I can adapt some of that to my own behavior. Just even in a normal coat, just use the pockets a little bit more aggressively.
I'm sure you get a couple of pair of slacks and a pair of running sneakers in your coat pocket. Wear it on. That's your new motto. Wear it on.
Well, all right.
You know, I'm not going anywhere because I'm very excited about the possibility this year of winning the HGTV Dream Home.
Oh. You think you have a better shot this year than every other year you've believed you're going to win it?
Yes, I do, Liz, because this year I signed up for the email alerts, and you had not just one chance to win every day, but two chances to win every day. And I entered religiously twice a day, and the contest ended yesterday. So I'm just standing by. I'm checking my email hourly. I have my cell phone with me, which you know I never pay attention to. I'm just waiting for them to call me and tell me that I've won the HGTV Dream Home. But the unfortunate thing is everyone else in my office entered this year.
Oh, darn.
I mean, they're long time. They've entered for a long time. But they really think they're going to win this year because there were the two chances a day. And I would love to win this home.
Where is the home this year? I haven't really seen any of the promotion for it.
It's in a town called Midway, Utah, which appears to be Midway.
Okay.
Between Salt Lake City and Park City.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so it's a beautiful, like, mountain home. In Utah, I believe there's some acreage, although it looked like there was a lot of open space around the house. It's not huge. I mean, it's huge by my standards, but it's not huge by the HD Dream Home standards. I think it's four bedrooms, outdoor hot tub, outdoor living room. There's a stream. You get a car. You get money. I mean, it is just.
I can tell from the way you describe it, you have spent a lot of time thinking about this. You have already projected yourself into this life in Midway, Utah.
I have, and I've already told people at work, when I find out that I win, I'm not coming to work the next day. So do not expect me to show up at work the next day. So I had to read the rules very carefully because I thought I would be notified last night.
Yeah.
Oh, and no, it doesn't say that.
The contest ended on Friday. But no, they don't notify the winner until, I think, March 12th. And, you know, they have this, what they call ambush-style notification, where they come to your house and you're notified on air. So it's live on air. So March 12th, you know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be home.
Right.
Shades are going to be up. I'm going to be looking for the prize truck.
You get hair and makeup that day. Get it all out.
Oh, good idea, Liam. Yeah. Oh, excellent idea. Excellent.
You want to look good when they show up with your keys.
Well, I know that this has been a year-in, year-out thing for you with the dream home. A friend of mine, my friend Catherine, who you guys know, she's obsessed with entering the Downton Abbey contest.
Ooh,
she's been religiously entering one a day. You get a week to spend at the actual house that's used in the TV series. Have you guys been entering that? Lee, and I know you've been paying attention to the show.
No, I haven't. But that looks so drafty. That house would be so cold.
You might want to Google that up. And, you know, it's a cheap vacation there at Downton Abbey. I'm not sure the staff is there to wait on you. I'm not sure how they do that.
Yeah. So you don't know where you enter this?
No.
You have no information.
I have no information.
Just going to bombard us with...
Okay, well, maybe
emails.
I can't Google it right now because I'm afraid that because I record the show on my laptop, if I try to go Google something, I might screw up the recording. So, Monica, if you want to search on that right now while we're talking.
Okay, Liz.
I'm trying. I've been a trip to Downton Abbey.
Okay, where is
okay.
that?
Okay, it is, let me see if this is known. You find out how you win a free trip. Well, carry on, and I will.
Okay, so Leanne, where are you in the series? Are you fully up to date with season 2?
Oh, I'm totally up to date in the series.
I just had to watch the 2 most recent episodes yesterday afternoon because I had fallen behind, but I had recorded them. So I was actually a little bit worried about the episode. I don't want to give too much away, but we'll just call it the English Patient episode. You know what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
Okay, like, what's up with that? That was not a good development in the show, I thought.
Liz, I just have to tell you, prior to this season, we had Rachel over at the Chaos Chronicles. Rachel is our token Brit. You know, we have a couple of Brits that listen to Satellite Sisters and Chaos Chronicles. And Rachel said, beware, Americans. This season takes a lot of very soap opera-y turns. Mm-hmm. That there are a lot of incidents where people run in and go, this just arrived in the post, or... Hey, we just called the war office and, you know?
Yes, exactly.
There's just a lot of things like that.
A lot of breaking news, which is hard to imagine in 1918.
Yes, and that's, and Rachel is right, because this is just much more soap opera-y than the first season, which seemed very proper and British and restrained. This one is like, yes, you know, lost memory, sure, cousin returns. It's just crazy. I know.
Yes. Not that I'm enjoying it any less. It's just, it is different. It has a different pacing. But all of a sudden, it's Spanish flu sweeps through the countryside. And, well, I mean, that's all true. That did actually happen in real life in that year, so I get it. But you're right. It's a little bit more of the highs and lows. And
yes.
Not so controlled.
And what we had was a big controversy. Nobody liked the storyline over at the Chaos Chronicles of Lord Grantham and the maid.
Oh, I didn't like that either, Leon. I didn't care for that.
No one bought it, came out of nowhere, you know, very little setup. And who's kidding who? I mean, nobody goes for a maid in that outfit. Come on.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He just doesn't seem like the type who would really do that. But obviously, the whole world has changed. Do you think they say that enough in the show this season? Like, the whole world has changed, or the old world is gone, or the new world is going to be different. It seems to be every third line. So you can understand why, if you're Lord Grantham, you've totally lost your moorings now, because the old world is gone. And it's never coming back. It's never coming back. Your daughter is marrying the chauffeur. That's it. It's like, and they're moving to, like, whatever. So, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with it, of course, but the season isn't very long. So I think we only have one or two more episodes on that. And then,
yes. Oh, my gosh, Liz. Now I have found the contest. It looks absolutely fantastic.
Oh.
You can find it on the PBS.org site.
Okay.
No surprise there. So click on, like, Masterpiece, and you'll find it. So you get a 5-day, 4-night trip to Britain. Mm-hmm. You get a VIP guided tour of Highclere Castle. Apparently, that's Downton Abbey. With Lord Carnarvon. An afternoon tea with Lady Carnarvon.
Whoa!
And then you have tea at the Mayfair Hotel with Jessica Fellows, author of The World of Downton Abbey.
Oh.
And I'm guessing the daughter of Julian Fellows, who actually wrote the series. Just guessing. I don't know.
I was going to guess wife, but you're right. It could be either.
It could be either. And then lunch and VIP tour of Leeds Castle. And It looks absolutely fantastic. So, okay. Well, I would enter now, but you're right. I'm also recording the show, so I don't want to mess things up. I know last week I clicked on a website and the music came up for an Axe deodorant ad, and I felt that during the
recording. Oh, that's true. Yes. Yeah, you could hear that vaguely in the background.
Yes.
Okay, so it's too late to enter the HGTV Dream Home contest, but if you all just want to move on to Downton Abbey, go for it. You know, you're not going to own the actual castle, but,
no.
You know.
It does come with the car.
Yeah. No, it does not.
But it's more beautiful.
Right. And you have to travel September 17th through September 22nd, 2012. So clear your calendars now.
I'm available.
Okay. All right. Speaking of things on TV, I have to say that yesterday, mid-morning, I happened to be home. And so I caught part of the Whitney Houston service. Did either of you guys see any of that on TV?
I did it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I hadn't really planned to, but then I realized I was home and it was on, so I turned it on. First of all, I got to say, good for them for just doing it in a church and having a real service for a real person. You really got the feeling this was her family and the people who loved her from the beginning and loved her at the end. So, you know, Cece, the mom, I know that there was pressure to like have it in a big theater to do like a Michael Jackson style thing,
which was weird.
So, yeah. So good for you. Great job. And then just a little shout out to Kevin Costner. You'll probably see it all over the news today. I have to say, I did not expect to tear up watching the Kevin Costner eulogy, but I actually did. He said some very sweet and sincere things about her, and you got the feeling, okay, I know he's an actor, so this is what he can do, but you actually got the feeling they had a little bit of an understanding and a bond there. And you just thought, Kevin Costner, where have you been for the last 15 years? You know, it kind of reminded me how much I loved the movie The Bodyguard, which we did talk about on the show last week, but also there's a lot of good Kevin Costner. Like, what was that movie he was in where he was the super spy?
And, No Way Out.
Yeah, no, okay, that was an excellent movie. Obviously, if Julie was here, she would mention Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Like, what has Kevin Costner been up to the last 10 years or so? Has he been in anything?
I can Google him, Liz.
Okay.
I don't know. And Kevin Costner, to me, seems ripe for a really good TV series.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he should do now, is like a really great TV series. But
well,
I think when you win an Academy Award for Best Director, you don't feel like you can go to TV.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Well, I would like to see the comeback of Kevin Costner. I'm just going to say that right here. Like, I know there was more going on yesterday at the funeral than just that. But, you know, I was surprisingly happy to see Kevin Costner and to see him deliver what I thought was a relatively thoughtful eulogy, though slightly self-aggrandizing. But that's okay. I mean, he's a movie star. This is what they do. Right? They talk about themselves. But other
okay.
than that, yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I have IMDb'd him. And guess what? He has a TV series in production. I'm glad you took my advice, Casey. He has a TV series called The Hatfields and McCoys in pre-production. So he also has Man of Steel. Oh, he's in the new Superman movie. He plays Man of Steel's dad.
Oh.
And then good news for Julie, Field of Dreams, a short movie. Field of Dreams 2.
Really?
Yes. And he was in The Company Men, a movie I did not see. But he played a character named Jack Dolan. So there you go.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
I kid you not.
So that leads me to the next category of things we needed to discuss. This is an occasional feature on Satellite Sisters. We call it We're Not Those Dolans. And headline today, like it even catches my eye when I see it in the paper. I think, oh, is that us? So headline in today's, like every paper in the whole world, but especially in the United States, Dolan among 22 new cardinals as trend favors Vatican insiders. So, you know, it just catches your eye. But that is not any of us. In case you were wondering if any of the Satellite Sisters were recently, yesterday, made a cardinal in Vatican City. No, that would not be true. This is Timothy Dolan, who is, you know, obviously runs the New York diocese. And I'm not sure anyone would ever call us Vatican insiders. Not so much the Vatican insiders, but there is something about having a common enough name. I mean, Dolan's a fairly common name. So that when you see it in big headlines, you just think for the briefest of moments, like, is that us? Do I know that person? So we've said before, we're not those Dolans in regard to, like, the crazy Jim Dolan that runs Madison Square Garden and the Knicks and Cablevision TV in New York. We're not those Dolans either. So, and we're not this Dolan. We're not, none of us was recently added to the College of Cardinals. So there you have it.
And we're certainly not the Dolans who give financial advice.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think that's pretty clear to all of the listeners of the podcast.
I think you can pretty much say that about anyone who's podcasting. That if this is your major way of getting your message out, you're probably
not a financial expert.
You know what's funny is that Brooks is a junior, so colleges are starting to contact him, and vice versa. So he is sort of interested in Fairfield U, in our old hometown of Fairfield, Connecticut, wow. And they have a Dolan School of Business from those Dolans. So it came up like, are you related to the Dolan School of Business?
Okay, that would be good. That might get you in.
But it is not true. So no, we're not. We're not,
not those Dolans either. Darn. And we're not the Dolan who is police chief of St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, we've interviewed him before on Satellite Sisters. We're not those Dolans. We're just these Dolans. But okay, moving on. I mentioned Facebook earlier in the show. So last week I said that our Facebook group, well, Leanne, we should explain the misunderstanding you and I each had about our Facebook strategy. Because I think that's actually kind of
funny.
I think
this sums up just so much about our business, Liz, that for the last 2 years, I have been solidly posting 2-3 times a week over on the wrong Facebook page for Satellite Sisters.
I noticed that a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. We have a Facebook group, which is the Satellite Sisters. And then we also have a Facebook fan page, which we created when I think I read in some, like, how to market yourself through Facebook group, that groups were over, that fan pages were the latest thing. So we created the fan page, but then the only one who ever went there was Leah.
It was me. And Sue Goldberg. Sue Lehman Goldberg goes there.
So if you're posting,
there are 400 people over there, Liz.
Well, you should add those 400. So we just passed the 2,000 mark at the Facebook group. So the 400 people that are on the fan page, don't forget to join the group. You can stay on the fan page too if you want. But over on the group, we broke through 2,000. And here's the thing. I mean, the whole idea of social networking is that the growth now for the Satellite Sisters group should be geometric, right? So I'm guessing if we're up to 2,000 and all of you 2,000 people do your job, we should be able to hit 20,000 by, let's just say, the end of April. How about that? Everybody just has to go out. If everybody recruits just a couple of friends, then we're going to bust through the next couple of ceilings out there. So if you're in the group, go for it. And all you have to do is just repost our show. When we post it on the group, repost it on your own homepage to all of your friends and invite people in. Wouldn't you say that would be good?
Yeah, anything. At least first get the name right. So it's the Satellite Sisters.
Yeah.
That's the open group with 2,000 members.
And the thing about being an open group, that's a good thing to mention. So you can post your own stuff there, too. If you have anything that you would like the Satellite Sisterhood to discuss, it's not one of those closed groups where we're the only ones that can post there. Anyone in the group can post whatever they want. So join in, please. It's a lot of fun over there in the group.
It's like Alyssa Goodfox. She posted yesterday, the bodyguard is on Lifetime right now.
Oh.
And then Marie Benson followed up with Kevin Costner's eulogy for Whitney can be viewed on YouTube. He was very eloquent and emotional. So Marie agrees with you.
Yeah.
And Diana Metzl let us know that the podcast got her through a 2-hour flight delay and a 3-hour immigration line. Wow, Diana, we're honored. So,
So
there you go. I felt like an idiot when Liz said 2 weeks ago, we're close to 2,000 people. I'm like, what is she talking about?
Leanne, I saw you doing your own thing over there.
We're at like 492. Religiously, Monica. 2-3 times a week posting.
And Monica, you were just going to never mention it to Leanne?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, I thought maybe you two had some strategy worked out. The double. I didn't know. Sheila and I don't like to get involved in strategies.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Okay. Well, I also did want to say in the mailbag this week, we got an excellent letter from Jill, who is a longtime Satellite Sister. She said, I've been a Satellite Sister since you were on XM Radio. She followed us. She friended us on Facebook. Thank you, Jill. But she had stopped. She didn't realize we were back doing a weekly podcast. And about 5 or 6 months ago, she fell back into the podcast and that there we were once a week. And she now she's subscribed and she's back with the Satellite Sisters. She hasn't missed a beat. She's using the Stitcher application, but also Podcast Box, which don't get me started on that. It appears to be working for some people, but not working for others. Anyway, Leanne, this was a perfect birthday morning message for you because it said, I live in New Hampshire. Well, we know that, Jill, because we've been sisters for a long time. I've been walking at the local mall listening to the shows. Well, what a treat it's been for me. I'm posting my own random silly thoughts on my Facebook page, and I felt I needed to share them with the world. And my Zumba instructor suggested that I blog to do this. So Jill has started her own blog, which of course we appreciate because we're bloggers, but I like the fact that she has such a close relationship with her Zumba instructor, that she's taking life lessons. And Lee, and I know you're a fan of Zumba. Have you turned to your Zumba instructor for any personal advice?
No, but maybe now's the time to ask Jeffrey what I should be doing with my life.
And she also said specifically about a story you told recently, oh my God, I have to tell you, I almost drown in my shower the day I listened to Leanne's Root Canal Buying the Jeans episode. I still crack up when I think of her. I was laughing so hard in the shower, I had to explain myself to my husband, and even he chuckled. So I think Jill might have figured out how to listen to us in the shower. Or was she just thinking back in the shower? But that would be like a whole level of technical expertise that we have not reached yet. We're still just trying to work out Facebook page, Facebook group, Facebook fans.
Versus Stitcher. Monica, Liz, and I did have a very high-level meeting about technology that we did not invite you and Sheila to the other day. And we both just admitted, this is it. We can't. We're done. We can't embrace anymore new technology. So when someone said they listened to us on Roku, I was like, okay, I'm out. I'm out.
Oh, you're getting us. Leon, people at work talk about Roku and my eyes just glaze over.
We're on Roku too, whatever that is.
Well, I was very happy that on the Facebook group, a lot of you said it's still all about iTunes for you. So that keeps it simple for us. So we have iTunes, we have the iPhone app, we have the Android app. Like, we're just going to make the best of that. I think that's what we decided. Right, Leanne? Stitcher is really working for some of you. Great. So we'll stick with Stitcher, the iPhone, the Android app, and iTunes. And if the technology changes dramatically 6 months from now, we'll leave it to you to tell us. You can just post that on our Facebook page if there's something that you really think we need to know. But other than that, we're just going to try to focus in on the things that we currently understand. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know what, Liz? Can I just toss out? Remember a couple of months ago, I think it's taken me a while, I told the story of my $7 necklace and how I get so many compliments on that necklace. Well, people have asked for a picture. I posted one today at the Chaos Chronicles blog. So if you go to the Chaos Chronicles, you can see it. I finally took a picture of myself, my $7 necklace, next to the Duchess of Cambridge and her $7 million necklace. So I think you can compare. It's a nice compare contrast. Mine versus those.
Well, when you win that trip to Downton Abbey, I want a picture of you in your $7 necklace at Downton Abbey. How about that?
The wall roof is just cold.
All right. Anyone got anything else we need to throw in before we wrap this up this week? Leanne, I think I'm going to see you tonight for the birthday celebration we threw together at the last minute.
Monica, we're going to a cabaret.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
Yes.
It's a cabaret show in a hip neighborhood in Los Angeles.
A comedy or music?
Music cabaret. And they're going to be singing the songs of Baz Luhrmann movies.
Wow.
High concept, right?
Doesn't that sound cool? Yeah.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet. Some good ones.
Strictly Ballroom.
That sounds really fun. That sounds like it'd be a fun party.
Yeah, I think it'll be different. And they do, this particular club does like cabaret versions of the music of various directors. So they just finished the music of Quentin Tarantino, which I'm sure was fun. But the music of Baz Luhrmann, that just seems like a perfectly good way to celebrate a birthday. So anyway, Leanne, I'll see you. It's sort of a free for all there. So it's a,
So you know we'll be first. Yes. So.
Waiting outside in the parking lot.
Yes.
yesterday when I dropped Colin off at the airport. I mean, I went with them, but, you know, they were already arriving 3 hours early for an international flight. So we arrived an hour early to wait for the 3 hour early international. And he's like, where is everybody? I'm like, I'm sure we're first. I have no doubt.
Does he have any way of signaling you when he actually arrives in Peru? Is that
you know what? Here's a funny tip to talk about. We are these Dolans. Talk about a typical Dolan family reaction. The teacher suggested they like call once from the foreign country, which he doesn't have a cell phone yet. So that would involve like getting him an AT&T card. And like then teaching him how to make an international phone call, which is impossible. Like that's impossible to put in the number. So Colin came up with the idea. He goes, Mom, I'll just pick up the hotel phone and pretend I'm talking to you.
And that's good enough for you.
That's good enough. That was our, she forces him to call us. He's just going to do a mock phone call. Yeah, Machu Picchu's great. Okay, see you Saturday.
Yes, we're close. As a family, we spend a lot of time communicating with each other that way. All right. Well, see you later on tonight, Leanne, for the birthday bash. Monica, you're enjoying Bend, Oregon, I take it? I am.
I skied yesterday, and I'll tell you, when you're over 50 and you fall down, it takes a long time to get up.
I think it's because you're above 2,000 meters.
Yes, I definitely was. Lee and I was lying down on Coffee Run, one of our favorite like intermediates, you know, because I fell. And I was like, I just have to gather my thoughts here. And someone went by and was like, are you okay? I was like, I'm okay. Just gathering my thoughts. I attempt to get up.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend up there. I'm a little jealous that you're skiing, but we'll be at the Baz Luhrmann Musicale. So we'll talk about that next week. So hang in there, everybody. We're the Satellite Sisters. And don't forget, call your satellite sisters.